This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose.
This is a sad story about a theology professor who was fired from a Christian university after more details came out about his past of sexual abuse. The president of the university issued a public apology for ever hiring the professor. Stay tuned.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Cedarville University fired theology professor Dr. Anthony Moore after discovering more information about his past of sexual abuse. Moore was fired 3 years after the Christian university originally learned of the sexual misconduct, which involved Moore secretly videotaping a male youth pastor while showering. Investigative journalist Julie Royce reports that the university's president, Dr. Thomas White, hired Moore on a probationary basis with a 5-year restoration plan. Moore worked as an assistant professor of theology, and he also volunteered as a basketball coach. But according to a statement White posted on April 24th, he hired Moore thinking the abuse was limited to 2 videos over a short period of time. He found out on April 22nd that Moore took at least 5 videos over a span of at least 6 months, and he fired Moore the next day. The abuse allegedly took place while Moore was pastor of the Village Church's Fort Worth campus. The church fired Moore in 2017 for what senior pastor Matt Chandler called a sin issue. The youth pastor Moore filmed never pressed charges, but he did file a complaint with the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office in October 2018. He tells Royce he discovered he was being secretly filmed in January 2017 when he found a phone wrapped in a towel above the shower. He searched the phone and found 4 other similar videos. He also tells Royce that the abuse was not limited to the videotaping, but instead involved 10 years of, quote, emotional, verbal, and spiritual abuse. He says Moore tried to control various aspects of his life, and when the youth pastor moved to Washington, D.C. at one point, Moore threatened to kill himself if the youth pastor didn't call him. White issued a public apology for hiring Moore in a video addressed to the Cedarville University family. In part, he said this, "I was motivated by the love of others, a desire to radically live out the gospel in my own life, and a prayer to see James 5:19 happen. I'm sorry that I brought Anthony Moore to Cedarville University. I did not know all the information at first." End quote. White also clarified that no reports of abuse were brought forward by students. Listeners, please pray for everyone involved in this situation, that God would pour out His grace, His healing, and His justice. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.